6 minutes after 4, Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, yes. It's the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, The Ship to Jannah. I want to welcome, of course, the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. Yes, it's 7 minutes after 4 South African time. Our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah, is with us this morning. Let's welcome him into the Q&A. Ustad, welcome this beautiful Tuesday, rainy, wet morning. Welcome to the Q&A, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Yaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 78, 79 and 80. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? وهو الذي أنشأ لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, God capital G, He has produced for you, created for your benefit, as-sam'a, the hearing faculty. I am speaking to you live and you are listening to me. So who gave us this power of hearing, wal-absara, and of seeing, the seeing faculty? Wal-af'ida, af'ida is the plural of fu'ad, and the thinking capacity, we can fathom and understand things. When we were created, we knew nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah Jalla Wala blessed us the day we were born with all these faculties, so that we be grateful, thankful to our Creator. But what does Almighty Allah say? قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. قَلِيل, few. Ma ibhamiya li taqid il killa. Extremely, extremely few of the human beings and creation, tashkurun, are grateful and thankful to Almighty Allah for His ever recurring bounties and favors. We start thinking that we are entitled to it. We start thinking that we can do whatever we want to with our ears and with our eyes and our thoughts and our intelligence and intellect. Nay, it is an amanat, a trust entrusted to us by our beloved Creator, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. who is Almighty Allah, wa huwa alladhi dharaakum fil ardi. He, Almighty Allah, has multiplied you here on this earth. Someone born there in America, in Europe, in Ukraine, and in Africa, Asia, Australia, New Zealand. So he has made you, multiplied you in this earth. Wa ilayhi tuhsharoon. And this life is a sojourn, a short journey, 30, 40, 60, 80, 100 years. And then to him you will be returned, whether we like it or not. Death will come, overtake us, and then we enter a new realm, and that is the barzakh. And thereafter it is the day of hashr, that is the day of assembly, congregation, the day of justice, the day of judgment. We are left to account for all our deeds and actions. Who is Almighty Allah? Wa huwa alladhi yuhyi wa yumit. Which scientist, which professor, which government can give life and death? Nobody. Wa huwa alladhi, he, Almighty Allah alone, yuhyi, he gives life. The woman carries the baby, the fetus, the whole term, what was supposed to be her greatest and happiest day, she gave birth. Lo and behold, it was stillborn. How devastated, disappointed she is. Where you meet, he gives death. They tell you, you are strong like a horse. You will live for another 50 years. You never even walk 50 meters. Then death overtakes the person. وَلَهُ اخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And alone for him, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah, is the alternating of the day and the night. The night comes first, and then it precedes the day, and then the day. So who makes all this happen? That the sun rises with precision, the sun sets with accuracy. Who makes all this happen? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Oh, human being, can you not use your brains? Do you not have brains? Do you not think? Where is your intellect, your intelligence? Everything working with such harmony. Look at the sun, look at the moon. It is raining here now. And who makes every droplet fall? Is it any government? Is it any organization? Any politician, scientist or professor? Nay, every droplet is showing us. وَفِي كُلِّ آيَةٍ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. Everything in the creation shows us is a sign and symbol that He, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is one, alone and unique. It is His majesty, His authority, and it is His majesty and His sovereignty. Let us take you around the world, global, national, international news, and we see what is happening. Number one, 11 bishops in France involved in sexual abuse. When you study the church, you will find that majority of them are involved in pedophilia, taking advantage of the children, or you will find the monk and the nun, they busy with some monkey business, and you will find that the Pope then has to go from country to country, continent to continent, and apologize. It shows that what the Catholic Church is teaching of celibacy is unnatural. So Islam teaches us we must get married, lead a natural life, and not the other way, which the enemies of humanity are teaching, that you can just go and park anywhere. Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. The LGBT movement in Islam is a cursed and a satanic movement, and the Olad and children of Lucifer. Today is the midterm elections in America, and remember Elon Musk told the people they should vote for Republican, for Trump's party, and so forth. So you see, everyone is worried, what's going to happen? But for us Muslims, for us the Palestinians, it means very little whether Republicans are in the power or whether Democrats, both of them support Israel. Yesterday Biden phoned Bibi and he spoke to Netanyahu, so wishing him well and so forth. So all this is the corruption that goes on there. So one of the oligarchies, you know, there in Russia, so he admitted that, yes, we are interfering in the U.S. elections and we will continue doing so. So now Biden is facing big problems. You see the terrorist and the Zionist par excellence, and that is the Harami there, Ben Gvir, that whatever his name is, he's demanding 3 portfolios and ministerial posts. He says, I must have this, I must have that, I must have this. Go see the Haaretz newspaper. Meaning that if he doesn't get it, then Allah alone knows, he might pull out from the coalition, and then you will see again, there will be a circus going on there in Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime. Rishi Rich is in big problems, so Sunak, the Sun newspaper said, they try and keep it all, you know, undercover. But how can you keep things undercover? So one of the submarines, UK submarines, is on fire. So what's going to happen now? So it shows that Britain, they're in big problem, remember that. They can't even look after their own submarines. And then in Nigeria, sad news, last night, this morning, 11 people killed there. May Almighty Allah protect the innocent wherever they are. A breaking story that last night I received it through the wires, as they say. And the Americans, we must remember that Sullivan is speaking to the Russian intelligence, so there must be no nuclear. So that is on one side. But the American intelligence has highlighted South Africa and said there are 4 cells of ISIS here, and all the names are mentioned. Obviously, you must remember that it will be all Muslim names to tarnish the name of Islam and to tarnish the reputation of Muslims. So that is what they're good at. You know what they told us last time about, you must remember, there will be a bomb, and so bomb alert here in Sandton. So again, all these type of things. The biggest terrorists today in the world are America, Israel, and these people here. But they always want to push the blame on somebody else. And I must end with this story in Mpumalanga. The driving schools are objecting. They say that how can we pay this bribery going on so that our people who come for license, that you must remember, the bribery rate was 1,700 rand, and now they increase the bribery rate there in Mpumalanga, in the driving schools, and you know, with the licensed guys, to 2,000 rand. Now, how's that a story from our beloved country, corrupted to the core, from top to bottom? So that is why South Africa can never ever progress. Matriculants, yesterday the news broke, they entering their room, you must remember, examination room with cell phones and so forth. Obviously, so you know that people can send the answers to them. So it's all becoming one big circus, and that's where we are. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Today, Tuesday, between 8:30 and 9 will be Brother Raid with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran.
I see Gideon is back with you this morning, Ustad. He says that, but AK, why don't people realize that Putin is not going to back down and the U.S. won't let Ukraine lose? This is going to end terribly, considering all of the other conflicts going on all over the world. Gideon Ustad.
My brother Gideon, who are you thinking of? You dreaming last night, you dreamt of who? Of Putin or AK? You understand? It seems they're troubling you, Gideon. You're not a jutla, right? So that's what you told us yesterday. You see that all the trump cards are by Putin. And remember, America knows that its own people are losing faith in them, whether it's Republicans, whether it is humans, Democrats, and the predictions are 2023, there will be civil war, and today the midterm elections will have a big part to play in that as well. So remember, America doesn't want confrontation, direct confrontation with Russia, because they know they'll get a good hiding, so they use all their proxies. So who are their proxies? Ukraine. Do you know what Ukraine did? They already nationalized 4 or 5 companies and said that we will use it for the state, because now you must remember we're running short of resources. So where's all the aid from NATO and America? It's all big talk, you must remember that. And secondly, that Europe cannot fight Russia, NATO cannot take on Russia. So therefore they're having the side silent talks, private talks, and that is, you know, secret talks, and that is how they will be trying to negotiate with Russia. But Putin says, I'm in the driving seat, we'll carry on for the next 3-4 months, we will let you freeze to death. Well done, Putin. You're a big harami. Put them in their right place, because they invaded 50 countries since World War II. That's what George Galloway taught us.
Somebody says from Mayfair, Ustaz, that why do people become angry when things are not in their control? Is this a sign of poor planning? Allah is the greatest planner, Ustaz.
Remember, human nature is such that khuliqal insanu min ajal, everything human being wants quickly, instantly, and when things go for him, he's very happy. Things go against him, then he gets angry, upset, and then he vents his anger against his wife, children, his employees, or neighbors, or whoever. So that is unacceptable in Islam. To get angry is very good. When the laws of Almighty Allah are trampled upon and violated, al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah, we must love for the sake of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. We must hate for the sake of Almighty Allah. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif, various compilations. Nevertheless, we must remember that when we get angry, read, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, seek Almighty Allah's protection from Lucifer. Second, go and make wudu, go make ablution. Third one, change your posture and position. You're standing, go and sit down. You're sitting, go and lie down. So that are the prophetic prescriptions.
I've got Sister Layla. She says, salams to Mufti Saab and to the team. She wants to know, Ustaz, what was Ukraine's mistake that led to the Russian attack? Sister Layla, Ustaz.
My sister Layla, alhamdulillah, we hope and pray that you are well and daily you are learning something about Islam.
Ameen.
Keep contact with our mother's sisters there in Durban, and they will assist you every day without any fear and, you know, reservation. They love to do that, so you should keep contact with them. You see, my sister Layla, there's an organization called NATO. So America spearheads them. And they wanted to use NATO as a launching pad to attack Russia and weaken Russia and fragment Russia. And Putin and his intelligence came to know about it. He warned them repeatedly. But you know the American arrogance. They think they can do as they please. So before they could attack Russia, he on February 24th, this year, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, count it as you want to. So he launched a preemptive strike, invaded Ukraine, and is giving all of them a good thrashing, and therefore they deserve it, and we support him.
0847863132. Somebody says, Mufti Saab, 3 days in a row, I am dreaming of my late friend. Mufti, what does this mean, Ustad?
Remember, if the person passed away with Iman and Islam, so make dua for that person. Read Surah 14, chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Read it above. Abundantly. Give our charity according to your means, cash or kind, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, packet of biscuits or whatever else, Muslim, non-Muslim, poor people, give it to them. That is called sadaqah, voluntary charity. Third one, read Quran Sharif for the deceased. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. The hadith of the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and mentioned in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah. So according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, the fatwa and verdict is qira'atul qira'atul Quran, to recite recite the Quran. So it's totally permissible, meritorious for the deceased. I must tell you one story here.
Mm-hmm.
What happened on the Sunday or something, the same question came, and I said, read Surah Yasin for your deceased. According to the hadith, Iqra Yasin ala mautakum. So somebody said, but you said Yasin, you didn't say Quran. So much jahalat, ignorance in this ummah. Don't you know Surah Yasin is part of the noble Quran, chapter 80, chapter 36 and 83 verses. So when you can read Surah Yasin, you can read any part of the noble Quran for yourself, for your deceased, and once they passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah Jalla Wala will forgive them and elevate their rank and status through His grace, mercy and benevolence.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that in my life, just everything goes wrong that can go wrong. What am I doing wrong? Am I bewitched or jadu? From Swaziland, Ustad.
There's nothing like you jadu and so forth and so on. You must see 3-4 things quickly in your life. How is your income? Is it halal or is it haram? One. Number two is this. Which family member you have severed ties with? Whether it be your parents, your siblings, your brothers, sisters, family members, uncle, aunties. So that's number two. Three. Are you reading, performing your 5 daily salat on time? Four. Are you reading the Quran Sharif? Are you making dua to Almighty Allah? Are you giving out some charity? Have you paid zakat timeously? So all these are questions only you can answer. It's your life. So what are you doing? If you want things to go smooth, inshallah, hassinu amwalakum bi zakat. Protect your wealth and your assets by the payment of zakat, which is compulsory charity, 2.5% annually. And number two, wada'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Give out voluntary charity for the people who are ill and sick. And third one, wastaqbilu amwajal balai, that the realities of life, that they are coming like waves and waves, the torment and the challenges and problems from different directions. So you must face them with du'a'i wa tadarru. You beg Almighty Allah, you cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. These are the ahadith and sayings of the Master. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood in Kitabul Marasil.
I've got Brother Eric here. He says C.A.K., my servant is an Indian Muslim lady who is covered from head to toe. She's working for us for 3 months now, but refuses to have her picture taken. This is for security reasons, because today we can't trust just anybody. Can we dismiss her for not obliging? She's a good worker. Ustad Eric.
You must remember, you cannot go and go dismiss her. She can take you to the CCMA and so forth. Tell her that she has her ID. She must give you the ID. And from there, you can take your photo and so forth. And that will be sufficient for all the information you require. You have her ID. The photo is there. And there for security purposes or whatever. Like how we have to go for a passport or ID or whatever. So similarly here also, so that will then be acceptable. So that, but you want she must pose and all that, so that is objectionable from our side, that you must not request that. Then you are encroaching on her religious rights as well.
Let's go to overseas. A listener says, Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a person to place an advert in the newspaper seeking a husband or wife? Ustad.
Remember, this is demeaning and degrading oneself, so that you're making yourself so cheap and so forth and so on. So what we will say is this, that you pass the word around. You are living in ABC place, so tell the elders there, you get some women, you get some men, they do these type of things here, that I want to get married and so forth. So pass the word around. Not that you go and give your advert there, then you know you put your email number or your cell number or whatever. Then you will get people who are chances, that people will send you SMS, WhatsApp, they'll try to speak to you, and half the time they are just going to mess around with you. So you see, you're creating problems for yourself already. So every day read 2 rakat salat and then read the dua supplication, Surah chapter 25 verse 74. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us our spouses, grant us our children that are the coolness of the eyes. So once you do that, Allah Jalla Wala's mercy will come and envelope you and you will get married, inshaAllah Aziz.
I see the brother says, morning AK, I am working for my company for 30 years. I brought it up from scratch. Now they want to dismiss me because I don't have a matric certificate. How do I handle this situation without a fight? Anonymous Ustad.
You must go to the CEO or CFO or the boss or whoever it is and tell him that if you're going to fire me, then remember, I will claim everything I can. I'll go to CCMA and or we'll get a lawyer and then you will have to pay me. So now after 30 years only you realize that I don't have a matric certificate. You got no other gripe. It means you want to get rid of me. You used me and now you want to throw me out and so forth. If you want to do that, then obviously things will turn dirty and because I have to claim whatever I am entitled to. So tell them to at least be people who are sane and don't behave childishly. But if they fire you, my advice, take them to the cleaners and get every cent which you are entitled to according to the law and constitution of South Africa.
I see Colin says, I see Modi is very, very, very quiet, Ustad.
Remember, Modi is a shrewd politician. He doesn't come in the front. He gets his chamchas. So, Colin, you must write this word down because you don't know a chamcha. So when you have a big spoon, you call it big, you call it a chamcha. When you have a little small spoon, you know, the tablespoon and so forth, so that you must remember that teaspoon, then you call it chamchi, small one, you see. So that small, the tablespoon, big one, table, that will be chamcha. And teaspoon will be chamchi. So he's got his chamchas and chamchis, his spies and his rogues and all of them, his comrades and grown. He's doing his dirty work and so forth. Harm the Muslims here, harm them there. So remember, rape their women here and there. See what's happening in Kashmir, what happened in Assam, what happened in Bihar, what happened in Gujarat when Modi was the chief minister there. All this is well documented. So remember that they just play undercover and they want to show the world that we are the largest democracy in the world. But democracy for who? That's the question for the Hindus only. So it is a apartheid regime nowadays, India under Modi and the BJP, just like Israel, apartheid, rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime, supposed to be the only democratic government and so forth in the Middle East. But what democracy for the Palestinians? Go ask the Muslims, go ask the Christians, go ask the people there. They treat it like second, third, fourth class citizens. So therefore we say, and we'll say it loudly, one settler, one bullet will settle issues. Go read last night's Haaretz, one jutla, one settler, they're charging him for terrorism. Because he caused so much harm to the Palestinians and so forth and so on. So they are a bunch of thugs and terrorists, remember that.
Somebody says, Ustad, how is Mendi night part of Islam? Is this not a non-Muslim tradition, Ustad?
Remember, all these things here got nothing to do with Islam. In this sense, it's not first, it's not sunnah, nothing. Somebody's daughter, granddaughter is getting married, sister. So then it starts like this. Monday night, they will have, you must remember, some jol, some party. They will say, no, we're exchanging the kunchas. Kunchas are the gifts and so forth. Then Tuesday night, they will say that it is, we just get together, you know, and we prepare for the wedding, so all that shower, marriage shower, and whatever they call it, you understand. Then Wednesday night, they will say that it's a kawali or something, the musical must play, and maybe the belly dances. And then Thursday night, they will say that it is Khatmul Quran. And then one night is Mendi night. So all these things here got no place in Islam, and the way is is conducted leaves a lot to be desired. Men, women, all mixed up, and then the videos, and then the music, and so many haram things take place. Therefore, you find the divorce rate is spiraling out of control. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, it's because of your own deeds, own action. Yes, you want to put mehndi for the ladies, that's good, it's sunnah, but you want to invite the people, men, women, make it a big thing, riya and wasum'a, just to impress the eyes and the ears of people. So that's why you find there's no more barakah blessing. So otherwise mehndi and that is henna for the ladies, we encourage that sunnah, any time of the year, not only for weddings and nikah. So we must know what is right, that must be done. What is wrong, we have to abstain and refrain from that.
Listen to this one, Ustad. This is from Brother Fahim. He says that, but Mufti Sahab, but why are our Palestinian brothers allowing this killing to take place? Why don't they make jihad? Well, if this had to happen here in South Africa, we will make jihad. I think maybe our Palestinian brothers are afraid, Ustad.
You, my brother Fahim, you got the big mouth. That's all you got. So you must remember this. The Palestinians are making jihad for past 75 years. They gave thousands of people as shuhada and martyrs. And you come and tell me that they're not making jihad. What jihad you made? You can't even wake up for Fajr Salat. When last you read Fajr Salat for 6 months consecutively? Tell me that. So remember this. I bring a water pistol, your huzu will break. You will make jihad. Why you don't make jihad against the corruption in South Africa? Why you don't make jihad against gender violence? Why you don't make jihad, you must remember, against all these crooked politicians who are stealing our money? Nothing you did. And you want to speak about the Palestinians, brother? So they are the people who made the most jihad in the Muslim world today. When they are facing who? Israel, America, Europe, the coalition. All of them want to expel them. 5-6 million Palestinians are living in the diaspora, and that whole 6 million story of the Holocaust is a cooked up story. We don't reject the Holocaust, we reject the amount and the number. But the reality is this, that 6 million of them are, you must remember, in diaspora. Brother Fahim, your name means to understand. But to better start understanding properly, make your ism musamma. Make your name a reality and not some propaganda.
Allahu Akbar. Respected Mufti Sahab, a family member who does not attend Jamaat Salah, when told that the reward for Jamaat Salah is 27 times more, he says that he is not reading Salah for the reward, but he's reading the Salah for the Creator, and that his Creator will reward him as Allah wishes. How do we answer this person? What do we say to him, Ustad?
You must tell him that Satan, Shaitan has got hold of him. Tell him, quote these two verses to him. Surah 19, chapter 19 and verse 59. The parents were pious people, and their successors, children, progeny. Chapter 19, verse 59. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. So they left unworthy successors. أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةِ. They squandered the salat. How did they squander the salat? وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهْوَاتِ. They followed their own whims, fancies and desires. The men not reading salat in jama'ah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and sahaba made the tafsir of this ayat. They performing salat, but they squandered it by following their desires. That they don't read salat in congregation, which is wajib, compulsory, and they just feel, no, I'll read in my own house and so forth. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. They will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Chapter 19, verse 59, show him that. He comes say that, no, I'm not reading for reward. All this is a satanic plot, to remember that. إِسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْهِمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Satan, Lucifer, has gained ascendancy over them and made them forget the remembrance of Allah. You must read Salat with Jama'at. That's where I'm going now, and you must read Salat in congregation, not what you feel is right and so forth. Chapter number 58 and verse number 19. Okay, last question quickly.
I've got Sister Olivia Ustad, the one that asked about the Adhan. She wants to know that Can you please give her one of the English Qur'ans and she will give you a Bible in return? Tit for tat, Ustad.
Remember, we don't require your Bible, my sister Olivia. I'm sitting with 5-6 Bibles. I have the King James Version. I have the International Version. And I have another version. So many versions. And it confuses the virgins. And I have the Arabic Bible. I have the Urdu Bible. So thank you for that. Write this down, my sister Olivia. You don't have to wait for me. You just download it, right? So Quran, Quran, made easy. Quran made easy. It's in 2 volumes, and you will see it's written there at the bottom, Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, Hussein, H-O-O-S-E-N. Quran with the double A made easy, and at the bottom, Mufti, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, H-O-O-S-E-N, the surname, and remember it's in 2 volumes, Allah guide you, Amen. And Allah show you the true light, my sister. You see in France, 11 bishops busy, and they're parking in the wrong places. That is what's happening to Christianity, my sister. So that is our message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.